Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, she made quite the impression when she testified before Congress here in the United States. And so what was it like when the Facebook whistleblower testified before Parliament? Well, on our WHBC Newsline right now, we have Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live from London. Good morning, Simon.
Hey, good morning, Pam.
So what was it like when the Facebook whistleblower began talking about what she believed to be the problems with Facebook?
Well, she had a pretty friendly audience here, and she's beginning something of a European tour, having testified, as you say, in Congress and laying out in very public circumstances some withering criticisms of the way Facebook runs its social network and its approach to online safety and also its approach to profit. Frances Haugen laid out many of the same complaints or along similar lines here in the UK. She talked about, in some pretty wide-ranging testimony, it lasted 2 or 3 hours yesterday afternoon, she talked about the impact that Instagram has on kids and bullying, and how she said it means that school bullies can follow kids into their bedrooms last thing at night and first thing in the morning. It also ranged over to unrest in Burma and Ethiopia and the impact of Facebook as a platform on the instability in those countries. And she said, and this is a quote, "Facebook has been unwilling to accept even little slivers of profit being sacrificed for safety." So much of it, Pam, was along the lines of what we heard in Congress a few weeks ago. And Frances Haugen has made a real storm here. She's this data scientist. She left Facebook earlier this year, turned whistleblower, leaked a load of documents to the Wall Street Journal and American authorities. I think the different thing in the case of the European Parliament she's now visiting, Pam, is that these parliaments are actively exploring regulation for companies like Facebook. And so there are eager audiences among lawmakers here who are literally in the process of making laws to govern some of these online spaces going forward.
Yeah, does she, I mean, what are they, going to do as far as Parliament goes? I mean, do they have any ideas on steps, concrete steps that they might take?
Well, I mean, what the UK particularly is looking at is what's become known as an online safety bill. And this is something that says that there will be a regulator set up, and this regulator would hold companies to account when it comes to removing harmful or illegal content from their platforms. So we're talking about terrorist material, child sex abuse images. This is something that is in process here. And the UK and the European Union are seen as being a little more willing to step into this space than perhaps American authorities so far. And so that, I suppose, is why Frances Haugen has crossed the pond to take this over here, because it may be the case the EU, for instance, already has some pretty fierce regulations governing social media companies in various other forms. And so maybe there are laws that will be drawn up first here, and the US would then look at them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading a couple of different things this morning, and exactly what you're saying is maybe she's, you know, ringing the bell in the hopes that she'll get something started, because you're right. I think in the UK, much more willing to go after Facebook. Has Facebook reacted to anything that she said to Parliament yesterday?
Well, I mean, it's reacted a great deal in the past few weeks to the various comments that she's made, and generally it has rejected most of them. So, you know, when Frances Haugen says that Facebook is not willing to sacrifice a single dollar to make the place safer, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, says that's just not true and that's not how he sees the situation. There is one thing that the two sides agree on, though. They both say that there is a need for federal regulation. Facebook accepts that. And so they are on the same page when it comes to that particular criticism. Facebook says it would welcome some form of federal regulation going forward.
All right. Well, another thing to keep an eye on, Simon. We appreciate you giving us an update this morning.
Thanks, Pam.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.